My name is Anna Richardson, and I am a presenter and writer.
And my name's Kat Nooker. I'm the general manager of Republic of Cats.
Well, we're talking about the research that the Republic of Cats have been doing and how we could all do, or we could all benefit with bringing a bit of a bit of cat behaviour into our own lives. I mean, tell me a bit, Kat, first of all, about the research.
Well, it started really, actually, when we created republicofcats.com, because we were here for those special cat and human relationships. We deliver a one-box solution for every cat where we get to know your cat and we'll design them a meal plan that's just around them. So we nutritionally tailor the ingredients and everything that goes in and send you that out once a month. So it's really convenient for the cat humans, and the cats themselves benefit amazingly from having nutrition that's made just for them. So we knew how special that relationship was, and that's why we created Republic of Cats to really nurture that. But what we didn't really know was tons about the relationships behind closed doors, because cats and their humans tend to have a family life that you can't really peek into in the same way that dogs and their owners do, where you can see them out in the park and bump into your mates when you're walking your dog. Mm. And so that's what really inspired us to go and do the research, to really get under the hood and find out a bit more about those special relationships that cats and their humans have.
You know, it's so intriguing. I mean, when you think about cats, and I've got a cat myself, and just watching them and, you know, watching my cat Magic and how he behaves, and you know, it's just so intriguing, isn't it, when you look at a cat and its behavior?
Oh, definitely. And I think humans are endlessly interested in that relationship. We have a community of our cat humans, over 4,000 people who share stories about their cats every day, and it doesn't fail to tickle us and really make us laugh, the different stories and hearing a bit more about what the cats have been up to.
Yes. And Anna, tell me about your cat, first of all. So you were a cat lover?
Absolutely. Listen, I have to declare an interest. I love cats. I am obsessed with cats. I've had cats since I was about 7 or 8 years old. They've always been in my family. So I am slightly cat obsessed, which is why this Republic of Cats cat census has really tickled my fancy. So effectively, what we're learning here is that humans, as Kat says, humans can really learn from their feline friends and their behaviour. And what really interested me from this survey is that 82% of people said that they wished they could be more independent, like their cat, and that they were able to just sort of brush off comments or brush off any negativity that comes their way, particularly over the last two very, very difficult years that we've had. So I think there's a lot to be said about that. And also, one other thing, as I was looking into this research, that really intrigued me is the fact, and I didn't know this, is the fact that cats are hardwired to just ignore an activity that doesn't benefit them in some way or bores them. So they have an ability to just switch off and walk away and kind of go, nah, not interested in this because it doesn't serve me. And I really think that as people, we could learn a lot from that. Yeah. Just turn around and say, no, I don't want to do it. It doesn't serve me. Rather than feeling, you know, sort of beholden to people. So there's a lot to be said, actually, about this research.
Yes, I like what you're saying there, because, you know, all too often we find ourselves in that situation as humans where we're sort of worry about what someone thinks and worry about, oh, we have to go to this event, we have to do this, and what would they think of me? But yeah, if you be more cat, you just walk away if it's not interesting you. And
well, that's it. Just think to yourself, what would my cat do? Just no, it's not having any part of this. So, you know, I think we can learn a lot from this.
And then if it's anything like my cat, working from home, he's worked out how to jump all over the laptop and what keys to press to turn things off and make weird things happen.
So that's correct.
That's been fun on Zoom meetings.
Yes, but I mean, think about it. Again, cats just know. They know how to get their needs met. And, you know, that's natural cat behaviour, as Kat will tell you. That's natural cat behaviour. It wants your attention. It wants your affection. And again, I just think that, you know, as humans, there's a lot to learn from that about getting our needs met. Mm. And what your cat is probably trying to say is, you know, give me a cuddle, give me a stroke. And we know from this research that if you stroke your cat and your cat is wanting to be stroked back, then for us and for them, it releases oxytocin. It reduces your blood pressure. It reduces cortisol, which is your stress response. I mean, that's a two-way street. That's a huge benefit for both you and your cat.
Absolutely. And coming out of the last 18 months, we really need that. You know, coming home and finding, you know, the cat sort of sitting on the stairs waiting for us to come in and having cuddles of a cat. It's definitely some benefits. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, we definitely heard many cat humans saying the same thing about their cat waiting for them when they got home, which is just the sweetest image, isn't it? Thinking about your cat waiting for you, even though we like to celebrate them being very independent. That's their moment to say, oh, actually, I need you. I actually need you too.
I mean, I love it. Yeah, I love it, cat, when my cat Magic, you know, jumps up on the bed and starts like headbutting and purring. And it's just so cute. I just love that in the mornings.
Yeah, definitely. It's so rewarding, isn't it? You feel like it's worth it for all the times where maybe they don't want to do what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And Magic would definitely be welcome in any of our team meetings. We have the same challenge in terms of cats joining our meetings. But it definitely is always a moment where you can see everyone in the meeting really light up when, even if it's just the cat tail that kind of creeps across the screen. Everyone loves it so much.
I think we've all been there, working from home, having our pets involved in Zoom meetings. They want to have their contribution, don't they, Anna? You know, they want to be part of the meeting.
Exactly. I was just going to say, I'm sorry, because I was just trying to butt in there, a bit like a cat. But when cats, I can't believe I'm saying cats so many times, but when cats do that butting and that rubbing, that's a specific behaviour, isn't it? Is it scent marking or something?
It is. And it's very natural for them to want to do it, which is why they also do it on your furniture, for example, which some people don't enjoy them doing, but it's actually just a very natural cat behaviour to do. They definitely get a good feeling from it, as well as wanting to scent mark as well.
And do you know what I like at this, especially this time of year, those cold mornings, you know, the fact that cats sleep so much, I think I can definitely incorporate a bit of that into my life, actually. I reckon, Anna.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I can sleep for Britain. So I definitely think that a cat is my spirit animal. But you make a really good point, actually, John, because cats can sleep for up to 13 hours a day. Again, they're hardwired to do it. Humans need around 8 hours. And the research is showing that, you know, a huge proportion of us are not getting that recommended sleep. Around three quarters of people in Britain are not getting the recommended 8 hours. So again, you know, I think we can learn something from our cat friends, which is, you know, we need a little bit more self-care, and we need to think about getting good quality sleep rather than just having broken sleep or catnapping. Really try and get, you know, the good 8 hours in, and just look after yourself a bit more.
Absolutely, yes. And definitely some great advice there. Or just say, as you say, what would a cat do? You know, be more cat in your life, I think. So, Kat, how can we find out more about this research?
You can find out more about the research and also about what it is that we do and the change our nutrition can make to your cat at republicofcats.com. And there's all of the information on that site there. You can fill in our quiz about your cat and find out what their feeding plan would be if they joined our great nation.
Okay, brilliant. It's been really good to talk to you. And just
thanks, John. Be more cat.